There was an indication of some wires that got overheated. And that's what the code is for, is to prevent that. So number two and number one here are touching. Those two neutrals are touching. You mind holding that?
No.
So when I touch the neutrals together, there's tone. So number four, this outlet, and this number eight have these two neutrals that are touching. I pulled them off the bus bar, but they're still touching out in the house. And when I touch back to the panel, there's nothing because this guy is removed. Now, if I touch this back to the panel, this guy has tone. If I remove it, it's gone. Now, if I touch this to the panel, this guy has tone. So they're partners. They're connected somewhere out in the house, and they need to be separated. Okay, so move the ground and remove the neutral. The grid tie, whatever you want to call it, the main breaker outside is off. This is off. All the breakers are off. So all the wires in the house are separate from the grid right now. And now here, this is the continuity test between the ground bar, which if I touch the same ground bar, it tones. That means that it creates a loop coming in one electrode and out the other. So that means there's continuity. They're touching. Now there should be no continuity at all between the grounds and the neutral bar. So I'm touching the neutral bar, and there is tone. So that means that the neutrals and grounds are touching in the home somewhere. So both of these neutrals are touching the panel case, of course, and the neutrals inside the home. So we're going to separate that out. So we've got two neutral wires that individually are toning as their parallel pathway back, and there's some sort of a neutral continuity problem. So go ahead and grab the red lead there. Now we're going to touch one of them. I'm going to touch the other one to the case. So we got a reading on one. Good. Now I'm going to plug that, actually unplug the other yellow one. Now we'll do another reading. Go ahead and touch the first one too. And there's nothing. So we know that the other pathway was on this guy. Now, to check the rest of the panel, we're going to go ahead and take this lead. We have this on one of the bus bars. Now, if we touch anywhere in here, we got a neutral. Of course, it's making a loop. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to touch the ground now, and there's no more tone. That's really, really good news, because no longer do we have a neutral to ground connection in the panel when we remove these two neutrals. So we just cut out an hour of a neutral ground continuity check. I'm going to do that anyway. But we found through these conductors, these guys are touching a ground somewhere. So like a dryer, well, these aren't big enough to be a dryer. But somewhere in these circuits, these guys are actually touching a ground. So between that neutral and that neutral, we've got continuity. So we're going to trace which circuits those are back to them and help the electrician troubleshoot that. But first we're going to finish the trace to see how many other neutrals we got. Okay, we sorted out the dryer there. Now we're going to do the final continuity check here to see if we have tone still. And we do not, so go ahead and check back onto the bus bar. So the meter is running and the neutral now is clear, so that's success. So this second neutral that is running parallel is also a shared neutral, so we have two individual breakers, and they wired it with one with the black, one with the red, that use one neutral to return the current. And also that is paralleling with another neutral. And they
say it is between the disposal and living room, powder room, all that kind of stuff. We've got to sort that out.